So this is a really hard text. On Monday at our Monday morning Bible study, when we go around the room asking people what stuck out, there was a time delay. And then everything came out, as though everything was a challenge. Because this text is, like I said, hard to hear. And it's even more difficult to put into practice. Because of the way Epiphany shrinks and grows in length, depending on the date of Easter, we have not heard this text from Luke since February 18th, 2001. Think about that. That's before 9/11. Hard to believe, I know. But you know, in reality, it might have some benefit. Because often we start feeling bad about ourselves when Jesus keeps asking us to take the high road, and then we fall, fail, are unable to do so. Most of us are more familiar with Matthew's version of this text. But Matthew's Jesus does not ask us as much as Luke's Jesus does. Luke's Jesus not only wants us to love our enemies, he wants us to do good, bless, turn the other cheek, give away our coat and shirt, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus is asking a lot here. Love your enemies is easy to say, but extremely hard to do. It is easy to imagine his audience listening and thinking, come on, no one loves their enemies. That's just not the way the world works. Well, that's exactly the point, isn't it? There is an undeniable truth here. Anyone can love the people who love them. Anyone can be nice to people who are nice to them. It just comes naturally. It's easy to do. But can I? Can you? Can each of us do any better than what comes to us naturally? That's what Jesus is asking from us. Guiding us to always do better, to be different from the rest of the world, to be truly countercultural. It's tough. It is surely not easy. It's definitely a challenge. But it's a challenge that we are called to as baptized Christians. Jesus touches on another truth here. If you only give love or care or kindness when you can be sure of getting it back, it's not real kindness. It's not real care. It's not real love that you're giving. Real love is not a deal. It's not a transaction. Real love is freely given. It's a decision. Just like a decision to live differently, to walk differently, to act differently. Ask yourselves, where in my life do I see God inviting me to love more like that? I'm going to read the passage again. And as you listen, imagine Jesus looking you in the eye, looking at you with love, and speaking these words to you. Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. After hearing the passage a second time, do you get a sense that God is asking more from you? More from all of creation? Something more so that God's plan for salvation can be realized?